anything at them before.
Oh my word! The oasis place is moving at the rate that I've never seen before. Something terrible is about to happen. Is that the White House? Chief Scientist O'Connell here from NASA. Something catastrophic is going to happen. Please refer to the information I sent you and warn the whole world before it's too late. This is Shovel here reporting from CNN. Yesterday morning, an unprecedented wave of natural disasters engulfed the world. Let's go to a China correspondent, Jay Chen, in Beijing.
Thank you, Jenny. The situation on the ground here is of utter disbelief. The sky has been plunged in the darkness, and there is chaos and disarray everywhere.
Thank you, Jade. Earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and tsunamis continue to rage across Europe and Asia. The whole world is in shock.
Chief Scientist O'Connell, these occurrences are a result of several severe internal collisions within the Eurasian plate.
Yes, and I believe that the season cycle, or the wheel of seasons as we call it, has stopped completely. Good morning, everyone. A week has passed and still the world suffers from a deluge of natural disasters. There seems nothing we can do. Jay Chen, is the apocalypse?
Chief scientists from NASA and China's National Space Administration have confirmed that the wheel of seasons has stopped functioning, and now a severe heat wave is pummeling the Asia-Pacific region.
The USA and Europe also continue to suffer record-breaking high temperatures, whilst the Southern Hemisphere countries are experiencing the coolest temperatures on record. Chief Sanders Group, news coming in from the International Space Station is of a huge smoke cloud engulfing the globe that's partially blocking out the sun.
Do you think this is directly related to the natural disasters taking place?
Yes, and also means that the Earth is not able to rotate around the sun as normal.
That may explain why the world is currently experiencing two extremes of temperature.
This smoke cloud is also made up of heavy pollution from the Earth, such as smoke and gases from fossil fuels.
If that is the case, then it's not too late. I have a plan that may work.
Please explain.
Firstly, we must work together as a global community to increase awareness of this issue. I believe if we can drastically reduce our emissions of fossil fuels, then this may help to alleviate the situation.
If the Earth can be enclosed from a smoke cloud, the wheel of seasons may be able to function again.
Let's pray that it will work.
The smoke cloud is lifting, slowly but surely. This is great news. Has passed since the whole world implemented the policy of zero emissions. Let's pass on to Jay Chen in Beijing to find out more.
The temperature has dropped dramatically here, and there have been no further reports of any natural disasters in the region.
That is wonderful news! Further reports from NASA inform us that the huge smoke cloud has lifted and started to dissipate. Life is returning back to normal.
It seems that our ideas worked and that the wheel of seasons is in motion once more. Well done, Chief Scientist O'Connell. Your early observations surely saved millions of lives.
My pleasure. However, we must strive to protect the environment.
Yes, or else there may be no more environment to save.